From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief.
Theo here.
August 11th, Tech Desk. Five stories from the last 24 hours, here's where I'd start.
Let's get into it.
First from KD Nuggets. Three visual proofs of the central limit theorem to build your intuition.
To build your intuition, this article shows three visual proofs that the classic bell curve appears in myriad situations.
The central limit theorem, CLT, in very broad terms tells us that the magical bell curve of normal distributions happens, and it does a lot.
In the real world, often regardless of the data's original shape.
But have you wondered why?
The bottom line behind CLT is a fundamental statistical rule. If you take enough samples from any data and calculate their averages, these averages will approach a normal distribution no matter what the original data's form was.
Next, second from KD Nuggets.
Your ultimate guide to contributing to open source projects.
GitHub added 36 million new developers in 2025, roughly one new account every second, pushing the platform past 180 million developers total. Nearly a billion commits got pushed over the year, up 25% from the year before, and 43.2 million pull requests, PRS, were merged every month.
Open source has never been bigger or more accessible.
It's also never been under more strain.
Up next,
third from AI News,
Novo Nordisk and AWS bring agentic AI into drug discovery. Novo Nordisk is expanding its use of AWS artificial intelligence tools across drug discovery, including AI agents for target identification, therapy design, and research workflows. Under the agreement announced recently, AWS will become Novo Nordisk's preferred cloud provider and strategic AI partner. The companies have also created a co-innovation hub at Novo Nordisk's existing London facility, where AWS engineers and Novo Nordisk scientists will work directly with the pharmaceutical company's data and research insights.
And then,
fourth from the decoder.
NVIDIA guarantees its own chip's value to unlock $500 billion in AI infrastructure financing.
NVIDIA just pledged to back a slice of its own hardware's future resale value up to a quarter of whatever remains after a client's use.
By putting the guarantee on the table, the chipmaker is trying to make a massive $500 billion pool of AI infrastructure money feel safer for the likes of Apollo, BlackRock, KKR, and a handful of other big-name investors.
The idea is simple. If the AI market stalls, lenders can still recoup part.
Six, from the decoder, OpenAI introduces $125 premium seats for ChatGPT Business. As agentic AI burns through more tokens, OpenAI is rolling out premium seats for ChatGPT Business customers at $125 per user per month, five times the price of the existing standard seats.
Next. Fifth from the decoder, Anthropic signs $9.1 billion data center deal with Bitcoin miner Riot Platforms.
Up next.
In return, users get significantly more capacity and no 5-hour usage limit.
The move signals that the flat rate pricing AI providers have offered so far was never going to last. The article, OpenAI introduces $125 premium seats for ChatGPT Business as agentic AI burns through more tokens, appeared first on the decoder.
And then.
Seventh. From the decoder, Anthropic's planned mega IPO faces investor skepticism over Chinese rivals and political headwinds. Anthropic's filing for a September-October IPO is turning heads because the numbers under the hood are massive, nearly a $1 trillion valuation. In the roadshow, investors kept pressing on the fact that Chinese firms are catching up fast and that the political climate, especially lingering tensions with the Trump administration and local pushback over new data centers, could tug at the bottom line.
Those questions aren't just about hype, they're about how the company will sustain growth when rivals and regulation start to bite.
The outcome will likely set the yardstick for how the whole AI sector is priced going forward.
Next.
Eighth from Towards Data Science.
Can a local LLM run my AI assistant?
I replayed the same 27 real production tasks through two local models, one hardware upgrade apart, to find out what it actually takes to replace Claude as the brain behind a 90-tool personal agent.
Propose, can a local LLM run my AI assistant?
Peered first on Towards Data Science.
Up next.
Ninth from Towards Data Science.
The budget split that explains itself.
Many optimization workflows stop at the allocation itself.
The reason behind the split is already sitting in the math for free, and the only thing standing between you and it is one modeling decision that looks completely harmless. This is about not throwing it away.
Start with why the easy version fails.
The obvious approach is to score each channel by return per pound and fund the winners.
It makes a clean table and a plan nobody can use.
Ranking assumes each choice stands alone, but budget allocation is one connected decision. Every pound you give one channel is a pound the others lose.
And then,
10th from AI News.
How AI is changing the vulnerability response timeline.
AI helped a threat actor stitch together a zero-day in a Python script, using a language model to spot a hard-coded trust assumption that static tools miss. The same kind of model can now scan code bases, match vulnerability reports to package lists, and even draft patches, as Google's Code Mender showed by contributing dozens of fixes to open source projects. The real bottleneck isn't the analysis, it's figuring out where the vulnerable component lies.
In container images, a flaw can sit several layers down, hidden among inherited packages, so teams spend hours hunting through images.
software bills of materials, and leaner images shrink that search space, giving AI a concrete target to act on. When inventories are tidy, an AI-driven patch can be applied almost immediately. When they are messy, the delay still comes from manual discovery, not from the sophistication of the model. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings, stay curious. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.